Kent and Medway are doing extremely well when it comes to encouraging children and families to use green travel to get to school. Currently at the moment, there are 140 primary schools that our charity is working with in collaboration with both Medway and Kent County Councils, who are actively involved in green travel on a daily basis. So that's walking, cycling, children in primary schools pushing scooters to school, and also park and stride, where parents will drive the first part of the journey but absolutely walk the final 5 minutes so that we can remove that traffic congestion around the school gates and ensure that we're giving children exercise. There are a number of benefits to getting involved in green travel to school. I suppose the most important one is that it actually delivers improved learning. Children that have done a bit of physical exercise on the way in are bright and alert and ready for the get-go, whereas if you've been falling asleep in the back of a car driven in, it's going to take a lesson or two before you're fully awake and mentally firing on all cylinders. There's also an improved social side for children and families. Walking to school enables children to chat to their friends, spend quality time with mum or dad as they walk in, and of course there's the exercise. We've got the issue of the obesity time bomb. Children are getting fatter and fatter, and the humble walk to school, on average it's a mile or a mile and a half, really is an important part of the solution. It's one of those rare opportunities, few opportunities that modern, busy modern families have actually got to take exercise. Currently at the moment there are 140 schools actively involved in the Green Travel campaign. That means that on average on any 1 week 44,000 children and families are involved. Last academic year 600,000 green healthy journeys were recorded through the initiative, and that actually delivered 250,000 school-run car journeys removed from the streets of Kent and Medway. Schools wanting to get involved should visit inspireschools.org.uk.